President Kiir says the government has increased power sharing among women from 25% to 35% and has encouraged women to compete in the remaining 65% of government positions.
It aims not only to recognize the role and potential of women in our country, but also in giving them support to create an enabling environment for their equal participation in all aspects of our society. When I look at this keen audience, I see distinguished women leaders who have broken through the glass ceilings and have created the path for young women aspiring to become future leaders to follow.
Kiir says the women leaders are the affirmation of what the younger generation must strive for. The International Conference on Women Transformational Leadership is the first conference held in South Sudan aimed at creating space for women in leadership, in peace and security, as well as strengthening women participation in politics. The Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng says she is thrilled with the support she has received while organizing the conference.
This conference provides political space to share your powerful voices, enrich experience, and create a safe space for our women at the grassroots to network with those from around the world. The technical committee comprises representatives from my own office, the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, UNDP, UNMISS, UN Women, UNEPA, the African Union, civil society, women entrepreneurs, and so many more. They were the force.
The Minister of Gender and Social Welfare, Aya Benjamin Warile, says February is a month of all South Sudanese women to celebrate.
Create a space for women leaders to reflect on their personal leadership journeys as they share perspectives and recommendations on the role of women and their leadership across peace and security domains.
Sarah Nyati, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, reminded women in South Sudan about their importance in leading the struggle for independence in their country.
None of us who are supporting this conference, not one of us, can tell the women of South Sudan about their journey. Only the women of South Sudan know their journey. Every one of us who've come to support you can say something about our journeys, but your journey is your journey. You've journeyed from the place of being Southern Sudan, journeying to the place of a developed South Sudan. And that journey, we're here to support you as you travel.
South Sudan's Minister for Gender says women should be given an opportunity to realize their potential and participate in the search for peace in the country and acknowledge there is a little space for women in employment and government positions. The International Conference on Women's Transformational Leadership in South Sudan is dubbed Guatamara, which means the strength of a woman. It brought together about 400 women leaders, including former and current heads of states and government. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.